Radio. Jordan's Girl Talk with Bellamy Anta. Tired of your tan staining your bed sheets? Bellamy Anta's vegan and cruelty-free crystal clear tanning is what you need. Lasts up to a week with natural fade.
So joining me today on Girl Talk, we've got Diane Davis, who's the director of the Minorities Recognition Awards Northern Ireland. How are you doing?
Hi, Jordan. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining me today, Diane. I want to obviously hear all about the awards that are coming up very soon. But before we delve into that, could you tell me a bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
My name is Diane Davis and I live in Newton Arts. I'm the founder of Minority Recognition Awards NI. This is a charity organization that was set up to support the any minority community in business and professional area. So I have a full-time job apart from this. I'm just supporting the organization to help those people who are in need, you know, of succeeding in the business and professional area in Northern Ireland from the ethnic minority community.
Okay, and where did the idea for the awards come from? When did this all begin?
This all began in 2022 when we launched the organization, because a lot of people coming from elsewhere arriving in this country don't have the confidence to actually go forward and do what they like to do. This was actually my case when I arrived in Northern Ireland in 2011, where I was frustrated. I couldn't know where to get a job and I had to start from scratch because everywhere I was going, my qualifications were downgraded. So I had to go and find my own corner. Because we look at the way that people were arriving in this country, we just thought that it would be great to actually have people arriving here and knowing what to do, because they will see the role models. And this is why we launched the Minority Recognition Awards NI.
That's fantastic. It must be a huge undertaking to put on an awards ceremony like this. Is there a big team of you working behind the scenes?
Yes, we're a team of about 8 people where everybody is actually looking after something. We have board members where they will be supporting us as ambassadors within the community.
And she said, whenever you arrived here in 2011, you struggled a bit with your qualifications being recognised and finding jobs and things like that. Do you think now in 2024 we're a bit better being ethnically inclusive in Northern Ireland, or do you think we still have quite a way to go?
I think there's still a lot of work to do because people still face the same issue. And I think that people also don't know, because our role also is to elevate the profile of the ethnic minority community in Northern Ireland, because there's still that stereotype where people will look at us and say, okay, they don't contribute. So we want everybody to know how much money we at the ethnic minority community are bringing to this community, so that our profiles can actually be elevated for everybody to know they are not just here to take, they are here to give. And that's why we say we aim to support those ones who are actually contributing to the economy of the country.
That's fantastic. I think what you do is brilliant. So where and when is the event taking place, the awards ceremony?
The awards ceremony is set to take place on the 4th of October at Titanic Belfast, the iconic center. There will be like a traditional and black tie, so for anybody who can come with their traditional clothes, it's very welcome. That was the same thing last year. And we are hoping to have diverse people from diverse community, a lot of dancers. So we'll have Estonian dance, and we'll have raffle prizes, we'll have 3-course dinner, like, you know, Prosecco and Arriva, red carpet experience and all those things. So it's going to be very smart and beautiful.
Great, a night of glitz and glam, but with a brilliant message behind it. I think that sounds fantastic. And you've got some great sponsors on board this year as well.
Yes, definitely. We have a lot of sponsors. So among which we have Danske Bank, the Belfast City Council, Sensata Technologies, Queen's University, Ulster Bank, Ulster University, Go Succeed, and Titanic Belfast themselves. So
it's a very prestigious list of sponsors. And for anyone who would want to attend, where can they get tickets?
Even though tickets are selling very fast, we are still inviting people to actually follow our pages. We have Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all those pages, and tickets are found on our website for only £75. This is actually a gift for people to come and enjoy the whole night.
It really is, especially with your dinner included and all the entertainment and everything. It sounds brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me, Dan. I wish you well at the event.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Jordan.
Bellamy Anta Cosmetics are your makeup must-haves. From new dreamy creamy concealer and Lady Lash Mascara to the heart of beauty collection, be a glam Bella Babe. Sponsors of Jordan's Girl Talk. Q Radio.